During the election campaign, Malcolm Turnbull promised to meet Murray Goulburn management to, quote, get to the bottom of the milk price crisis. Now, this has been going on for a long time, and you've heard me say a lot about it. Yesterday, he began the process of delivering on the promise by meeting with the board of Murray Goulburn. Just recapping the issues. In April, Murray Goulburn slashed what it pays farmers for their milk to 37.4 cents a litre. Then in June it lowered the price again to 33 cents a litre. This is well below the 38 cents a litre milk price the average dairy farmer needs just to break even. Worse, these cuts were imposed retrospectively. Disgraceful stuff. Requiring 2,600 farmers collectively to repay Murray Goulburn $200 million. Yesterday, Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce, who was also at the meeting, told Murray Goulburn the government would not sit by and allow poor business decisions and corporate mismanagement to destroy the dairy industry. Fine words, but what does the government intend to do in concrete terms? The government has set up a $555 million concessional loans package for dairy farmers. The last thing farmers need is more debt. The problem needs to be attacked at its source. I repeat, starting with anachronistic, restrictive contracts which allow processors to change the milk price at will and retrospectively. Laws which give processors or contracts which give processors total control of supply and prevent farmers from selling their milk to anyone else. Now, talk is easy. Those issues have to be addressed. And if you were meeting the board, that's what you'd have to nail on the table with them. Yesterday is just the beginning of what government intervention is needed to put this right.